Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Jacksonville and Northeast Florida, and anyone else that's listening around the country. We hope that you had a great week and have a very sunny morning where you are. I am not in the studio today, but I am in Florida calling in. We do have a guest in the studio this morning, someone that you've heard many times before who gives such great information. But today, it's going to be information that you have never heard in the almost 10 years that we have been on the show. Welcome and good morning, Christine Kennedy.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am doing terrific. Angela is actually here with me, of course, but can't be on the radio because only one of us can do this remotely. We are actually in the Tampa area this morning. We'll be back on the air, both of us, in the studio next week. But today you get to sit in Angela's seat. I hope you're keeping it nice and warm. Actually, you're sitting in my seat, I guess.
I was going to say, I'm sitting in your seat behind the fancy computer with the little buttons that you push and talking to Alan. It's great. Having fun.
Oh, well, great. Thank you so much for being there today, and we want to welcome you. You always give such great information. When we had a discussion earlier this week about what to talk about, you had this great idea. We're going to talk about that in a little while. But first, we've got to get some business out of the way. One of the things that people tell us is that they like to hear about what's special about today, the unique things that is celebrated today. And so we're going to start off with that. It has nothing to do with real estate, but people like to hear about it. So
they know what love some of your those segment. Days are? That yeah. What yeah, are they?
It's Donald Duck Day.
Now that's fun.
Because it celebrates his birthday. Now, it was not the time that Donald Duck first came on the air, but it's the day that it's celebrated because there was a movie about Donald Duck that was released in 1949 called Donald's Happy Birthday. And in that movie, they said that it was his birthday on March 13th. So from that time, he has multiple birthdays. And the one birthday is the date that it's celebrated in the movie, and he has another date sometime in, I think, July when he first appeared. So we want to say happy birthday to Donald Duck, and of course to Walt Disney for thanking him, to bringing him to us, of course. It's also Earmuff Day, where I guess earmuffs were invented. I have no further information on that, but
We don't need them here in Florida, though, that's
them.
For sure.
We don't need them here in Florida. It's actually Genealogy Day as well, and it takes place on the final day of the celebration of name of to celebrate your name week. So I didn't know it was celebrate your name week. So
Have you ever traced back Virgalis? Do you know what it means and all those kind of things?
There are so few of us, it's really difficult to chase it back. But I know there are many, many Kennedys out there, so you can do it with your name. And I love your name because it has a certain ring to it, KK Christine Kennedy, right?
My grandfather, on my other side, you know, my thing, his last name was Hauser, and he loved to do the genealogy. And, of course, back then, you know, in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, he was into that. There wasn't the internet and the computer and software programs. So he was doing it manually, and he took it back to, they were one of the first ones to create a house. So they named him last name Hauser. How cool is that?
Well, great. Great.
It's fun to trace that back.
It's also, it is. Genealogy was actually started back supposedly in the 1700s. It's also International Fanny Pack Day. I've got no further information on that except that it's celebrated the second Saturday in March. It's National Coconut Tort Day. Coconut Tort Day, also Canine Veterans Day. You know, Canine, the dogs. It began on this day in 1942, where the first canine unit in the military was begun. It's also National Good Samaritan Day. It's to celebrate selfless acts that make the world a better place. So if any of our listeners out there, it should be every one of our listeners out there, should do something today as a selfless act, not for their necessarily their spouse, they should also always do that, or their mate, but do it for just a person on the street, even if it's just opening a door for them, picking something up off the ground that they drop. Angela did that the other day for an older gentleman that was sitting at a table who was clearly not able to do it for themselves. And it's also Ken Day. Now, who is the Ken that I am talking about? Who's the most famous Ken? And we're not talking about Ken Jennings.
I'm going to say Barbie and Ken.
It's Barbie and Ken. He debuted on this day in 1961. Did you know that Ken had a last name?
No.
It was Ken Carson. Yes, and he went through many iterations. Sometimes he had hair that you could, that was felt like fake hair, and sometimes it was just old plastic hair that was matted to his head. But it's National Ken Day. It's also National Open and Umbrella Indoor Day, started in 2003. And last but not least, it's National Jewel Day.
That sounds like a great day. I need some jewels.
Like diamonds and...
Yeah, little diamonds. Big ones.
There you go. Okay. I want to talk, before we get to your particular things, I want to talk about, as most of you know, the American Rescue Plan got signed by President Biden yesterday, and it does have some effects on homeowners and renters. So I just want to talk about that for a moment. As for renters, it gives financial assistance for rent, utilities, and other expenses, but there are some requirements in that your income must be less than 80% of the median income in your community, and you must be at risk of homelessness and qualify for unemployment due to the pandemic. Now, people are still going to get the $1,400. That's irrespective of those qualifications. But for homeowners, there is additional help for mortgages. But the article that I read did not speak yet about what that particular help is going to be.
I know so, what the 80% median income is for our area.
What is it?
$58,940. So that means
now,
that
I don't know
what that means. What I need it for, separate of what you're talking about, there's certain programs that I have that you can qualify for. Howard, we're 2 minutes out, but you can qualify for if you are below 80% of the AMI. So there's mortgage, and it changes based on where you're at in the country, and it changes based on where you're out in the county. So each county is different, but for our particular area, if you make less than 58,000, there's certain mortgage programs that you would qualify for, and that would be the same number for the program that you're talking about. That's the number for the Jacksonville area, Duval, Clay County, and St. John's.
Now, is that based on family size to qualify for a mortgage?
Yes.
Or is that okay? Good.
That's based on a two-person family.
A two-person,
but it would change. That's why they put the 80% number, because that number is going to be higher in a California or New York. It would be different based on where they're at in the country. So that's probably why they put it that way, is so that it's fair to everybody versus just one number that might be fair to some counties but not in the others.
Interesting. Hey, I heard from the Mortgage Bankers Association. They made a prediction that by the end of the year, mortgage rates are going to be at 3.5%. Now, that's just a prediction. There are other predictions by other people, but that's a significant increase from where they are today for a 30% mortgage, which is just over 3%. 3.5% is a whole lot higher than that. What are you waiting for? You can buy a home. When we come back after the break, Christine's going to tell you about a different way to get a house from a relative. A very interesting thing that we have not talked about at all in the almost 10 years that we have been on the air. Right, Christine? Yep. Lots of great information, so stay with us. You may know someone that this program is going to apply for. a way that you can get into a house for nothing down and no PMI.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. I am here with our good friend and mortgage expert, Christine Kennedy, from a great mortgage company that many of you are not familiar with because they do a lot of their business around the country. And the loan representative who does just an absolutely fantastic job here in the Jacksonville area and was selected for to be the representative here because she does such a fantastic job. She's got systems in place, great systems that give everyone step-by-step processes and keeps everyone informed about what's going on with their mortgage. It's Success Mortgage Partners. Christine, before we get into the special part of the show about what this new thing is, tell everyone a little bit about who you are and who Success Mortgage Partners is.
Success Mortgage Partners, we are a national company. We're huge. Last year, we sold $2.7 billion to Fannie Mae. So we have every product out there, which is what I'm excited to talk about today. Today, we're not really talking about mortgages. We're not really doing that. We're talking about certain programs that are out there that we have access to because Fannie Mae is the national lender that allow Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the national companies that allow for mortgages to happen. And inside of a mortgage, there's products and programs that there are that nobody knows about. So that's what we're going to talk about today, which I'm excited to teach our listeners. If they have somebody that they want to buy a family member's home, or they have, you know, a property that they want to sell that's a family member, that they can do that. They can sell it, and they can literally, we can go from the seller to the buyer with zero out of pocket from the buyer.
So this is something that hardly anyone has heard this phrase before, and it's called a gift of equity.
Yes. So it is not everyone, something that people, I would say most of our listeners have never heard the words before. So that's what I wanted to teach everybody today, what it is and how it can benefit, because unfortunately, our parents and our grandparents are getting older. They have properties that they no longer can take care of. They're maybe having to move into a retirement home. They're maybe ready to sell, or they may have unfortunately already passed, and now the family members are trying to find something to do with it. So that's really what sparked my interest in wanting to help people, was because of all these properties that we have out there that are gonna be sold. And the family member wants to take advantage of it. You know, a niece, a nephew, a grandchild, they want to take over, you know, the grandma, the grandpa's home or the uncle's home. They want to keep it in the family. And there's a way to do that. And it's called a gift of equity.
So in most situations, the home goes through an estate, gets sold, and goes through perhaps probate. This avoids all of that, doesn't it?
It does, all of it. So let's start with a gift of equity for all of our listeners out there. And this is when the property, let's pick a property, is worth more than they actually want to sell it for. So we can pick just easy numbers, and we can just pick a story. Grandma. Grandma has a home. Grandma's still alive, or she's passed and it's went through probate and now, you know, the sons own it. Doesn't matter. But say grandma's still alive. Grandma has a home for $200,000. And she's going to want to sell it to her grandchild for only $100,000. There's $100,000 in real equity that the grandmother can give to the granddaughter to buy this home.
Yep. Yeah, perhaps the grandmother is going to move in with the daughter, not the grandchild, but the daughter who needs help, and she can't live in her home anymore. That's
maybe
another situation as well.
Or maybe a family member has already moved into the grandma's home to help, and now they're thinking, you know, I really love this home. I'd really love to stay here. I really want to own it. I want to keep the family and our legacy, you know, the home and our family of our legacy. And I really want, I'd really like to buy this home. I'd really like this. And they take the steps while everybody is still living to, you know, put it in the family member's name.
Now, before you go on, I know many of our listeners, this does not apply to, but you may know people that this applies to. So I want all of our listeners to listen to this, because you may have friends, you may have relatives that this is going to apply to one day.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to hear this so you'll be aware of it, because you may say, hey, I remember that Christine on Angela and Howard's show talking about this. This may apply to them. So, okay, go on and talk about this. This is great. The more you hear about this, the more interesting it is and how it's going to save the seller, the grandma, money. And also, you're going to hear about things that make it so incredible for the person that is going to buy it. So go ahead, tell us more about it.
So the first step with a gift of equity, this is for any of our listeners who have equity in a home. So the property is worth $200,000, but they only want to sell it for $100,000. There's $100,000 in equity that the family member wants to give to the other family member. So if we use this example that we just started, we have, you know, grandma who wants to sell the home for $200,000, down to granddaughter who wants to buy it for $100,000. The difference in the $100,000, I can use that and count it for the granddaughter, for her down payment. I can pay her closing cost. I can use it to pay down, you know, the 20%, so she wouldn't have the mortgage insurance. I can use it as credit to get her the lowest rate because she has so much equity already in the property. So this granddaughter can buy this home with no money down, pay all of the cost, all of the closing cost, everything that they need, move into grandma's home, transfer the ownership from grandmother to granddaughter for estate planning purposes. It's now in the granddaughter's name. She now has a loan. The home stays in their family.
So let's back up a second.
Mm-hmm.
The granddaughter would normally have to go to, if you weren't doing it the way you're suggesting, the daughter would have to go and get a $100,000 mortgage, mm-hmm. put down 3%, 5%, 10%, whatever.
Plus pay closing costs.
PMI, mm-hmm. personal mortgage insurance,
mm-hmm.
and may not have any money to do that. But what I think what you're saying is that because of the equity that the grandma has and is transferring, the daughter doesn't have to, or whoever is purchasing it, does not have to have a nickel out of pocket, absolutely nothing because they're getting the paper equity.
Yes.
From the grandmother.
Yes.
No closing cost, nothing.
There's $0 transferred. It's zero Benjamin, $0, zero money actually transferred. It's the equity that is gifted. So in our example,
you're still getting a mortgage.
You're still getting a mortgage.
Correct.
We're still doing all of the processes. It's just that I would not require the granddaughter or the daughter to give me a down payment nor pay any closing cost. Everything can be covered.
This is fantastic.
It's going to help a lot of people, because we have a lot of people that want to buy, that want to sell, and they want to keep it within the family. They just didn't know that this existed. So I do have a real story. I actually have three or four examples if you want some real numbers.
Yeah, well, let's do that, because this is so new and so different that and most banks don't do this, right? I mean, you go to I don't know if they do. Tell us, do most people do this? Do most people know how to do this? Mortgage people don't know how to do this.
Right. They don't know what they don't know. So they don't know, unfortunately. This is something that I've just studied. I've had some real scenarios, you know, walk into my office and then I say, okay, I need a minute. And I take a day or two and I dig myself into some Fannie Mae guidelines. And these are all the things that I've, not only have I studied it, I'm actually on my third or fourth one right now that I have in my pipeline. So that's why I wanted to talk to everybody about it, to be able to really teach people. And this is, you know, this would be anybody that sells to Fannie Mae. So this is a national thing. So with our listeners, it goes out. It goes out far. So of course they can call me if they have more questions. Of course they can, you know, call in the show right now. But this is something that, you know, it is out there. It's just, you got to find somebody who knows how to do it.
And the number to call into the show, of course, is 904-222-8255.
But the real story is that, you know, this over Christmas break, Kaylee wanted to buy a scooter. You know, she's in the University of Florida and she wanted a scooter because, quote, Mom, I don't find any parking. So we went, we were scooter shopping. We were going around town. And as we were looking for her scooter, one of the nice men in the bike shop said, oh, what do you do? And I said, I do mortgages. He says, oh, I'm wanting to buy, you know, a house. I've saved $14,000 and I have good credit and I'm wanting to buy my grandma's house. And I was like, well, there's a certain program that you can do. You can do a gift of equity. What do you think your grandma's house is worth? He said, I don't know, 160, 170. And I said, well, how much does grandma actually want to sell it for? He said, 125,000. And his name is Ray. I said, I don't need your $14,000. I can get you a loan with no money down. I can pay all of your grandma can pay all of your closing costs. You can do a $30,000-$35,000 gift of equity. And he's like, you know, because it takes a second to sink in, right? Because it takes a second. He said, nah, I think I just would want to use my $14,000. I said, okay, let's, you know, when I get back to work, let's run some numbers and I'll give you some real numbers. And we have about 1 minute. So I ran all the numbers. He's buying the house, no money down, no closing costs, no mortgage insurance. I gave him credit for the $30,000 in gift of equity. He got the lowest rate in the city. He's very happy, and he's keeping his $14,000 in his bank account. And you can
so
use that
can
for
use
reserves.
So he can use that $14,000 to refund, to fix up the house, to paint it, to do whatever he needs to do. Because generally speaking, these houses are older houses because the person has lived in them for a while. That's why they have equity in them, because grandma or parent, whatever, have been in there for a while, and it may need a new bathroom, it may need a new kitchen, it may need new appliances. This is great stuff. We're going to talk more about it when we get back from the break. And by the way, to get in contact with you, it's ChristineKennedy.com.
10 seconds.
904-514-6969. Stay with us, everyone, and we will be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee says children there need to get back into school. He says all public schools in Washington State will now have to offer in-person learning before the end of April for the sake of children's mental health. Doctors say the impact of the coronavirus pandemic and its attendant lockdowns on the mental health of children has been alarming and plain to see. And that's not only in Washington State, but around the country, and similar reports coming in from countries around the world. Parts of the Rockies and High Plains now bracing for a big snowstorm over the weekend. Colorado Governor Jared Polis urging people to stay off the roads if they can. Multiple feet of snow could snarl travel, damage trees, and knock out power in parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and western Nebraska. On Wall Street, it was a winning session for the Dow Friday, up 293 points at 32,778. This is SRN News.
Sadly, we are living in an age where total awareness of our surroundings is necessary. You must be prepared to defend yourself or even your family. But what if you don't want to carry a gun? Available at Annabelle's of Orange Park is a way to defend yourself that does not require a permit, a 950 stun gun. With the flip of a switch and contact with your aggressor, 950,000 volts of electricity will certainly stop the threat of man or beast. So whether for you or a member of your family, this small, lightweight stun gun available at Annabelle's is the perfect choice for your self-defense.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly sunny through Monday with daytime highs around 80, partly cloudy nights. Through Monday night, lows into the middle 50s. Looking for a 30% chance of rain Tuesday through Wednesday night. Partly sunny days with highs into the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy at night with low around 60.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
And a welcome back, everybody, on this beautiful, gorgeous, warm Saturday morning. We hope that it's warm and gorgeous where all of you are. It certainly is where I am. I am in Tampa, Florida this morning, and Christine Kennedy is sitting in for Angela in Jacksonville in the studio, and I know it's warm and beautiful there, and Christine Kennedy is with us, as I said, sitting in for Angela, talking about something that we have not heard before. Angela and I have not heard before, but we are certainly going to consider this for some of our clients that need to have the opportunity to get a home for a relative who wants to give them a home or pass it on as kind of a legacy home to keep it in the family. And, you know, let's talk about who is eligible for this, Christine. Does it have to be like someone in your direct line of descent, like a grandchild, or can it be somebody else?
The technical terms for who's eligible for the gift of equity. So again, for our listeners who are maybe just coming on, if you have a family member, for example, their house is worth $200, but they want to sell it to you for $100, right? So you have $100,000 in equity that a family member wants to pass on to you, and so you can buy a home with no money into the transaction. So if we have that, the person who's eligible to give to you is determined by, quote, a relative. Now, a relative can be a spouse, it can be a child or an other dependent, or any relation by blood, marriage, adoption, guardianship, a fiance, a domestic partner. So really, it's wide open as long as you're, quote, a relative.
Okay. I guess that says it.
That says it.
Don't know whether that means an in-law, a son-in-law.
It says related by blood or marriage.
So there you go. Okay.
Son-in-law is family.
It is. Sounds good. So tell me something. As I sit here listening, or if I was somebody listening on the radio and not into this business, I'm thinking, well, great. What, you know, I guess I can eliminate the agent, can't I?
Oh, absolutely
not.
Do I
need a realtor?
This is really the most important time when you have to have a professional on your side. There's two things that it starts with. The very first part, when you're doing, quote, a gift of equity. So a family member has the home for $200,000 and they want to give it to you for $100. The most important, very, very, very first line is the first question, which is, what is the market value of the property? And that's where you have to have a realtor in your area that's local to you, that understands the market, that can give you a true assessment of determining the market value.
So the mortgage company, in this case you, you as the representative of the mortgage company, Success Mortgage Partners, needs to be able to prove what that fair market value is of the property.
That's the very first question. If we go back to the example of Ray from the bike shop when I was buying Kaylee the scooter, I asked him very first question, you know, was, what do you think the property is worth? Because what the property is worth is the first domino that you calculate down after that to be able to get to how much is the gift of equity. So my very first advice with him was to call a realtor. And then the other thing that you have to have, the second most important thing, is you have to have a contract. So even though grandma is wanting to sell, you know, her home to grandson, you can't do the good old boy thing. You can't do a handshake. It doesn't work. You have to have a real contract with real numbers to be able to give to everybody, because we're going to use the contract. Go ahead.
It's interesting. You always talk about a contract. A contract is so important because it protects both parties. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though there are relatives involved, it's like, what happens if the next day after it's consummated, there's a hole in the roof? Who blames who? Or what happens if all of the what ifs that can possibly happen during the negotiation, whether there's so many things that, you know, Angela and I keep telling people that in the normal home selling process, there's always some sort of uh-oh. And it may be in the inspection process, it may be in the mortgage process. The realtor is there along with the contract to talk about all of these what ifs, and we are there along with what does the contract say. So you've got to have a contract. Our contract is 11 pages long.
11 pages and tons of clicks. Tons of clicks. I mean, one thing, it's so intensive.
Yeah, you're involved as the mortgage company. There's still a title company that has to be involved. There is still a survey that has to be done. There's still an appraisal that has to be done. There's still a title search that has to be done. In some cases, there needs to be a city or county lien search that has to be done. All of the regular things that are done for a normal purchase has to be done for this type of transaction.
100% every single time. The first step is determining the market value. The second step would be to sit down and have the realtor write the contract. And then the third step after that, that's when we can start calculating the numbers and start calculating, you know, the equity and how to structure it, because there's a way to structure it. There's certain pieces that you have to write in that contract that would, you know, for the seller to pay the buyer's closing costs, you know, for the all the things that a contract addresses, all of that would have to be written in the contract so that the mortgage company understands what they're doing. And then, of course, the appraiser gets a copy of that contract, because the house would have to appraise for what we're putting the market value for.
And the great thing is that the buyer has a much easier time of qualifying. In your previous example, you know, one of your previous examples is that the person doesn't need to qualify for a $200,000 home. Let's say it appraises for $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the equity is only 100, and he's only getting a loan for 100. He or she only needs to qualify for $100,000 and doesn't have to take a nickel out of pocket. Nothing. This is so absolutely fantastic.
I do have
the only thing they need to qualify is to pay the mortgage of the $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your other example?
This was a Kobe walked into my office. He was out of the Navy, and he had saved a bunch of money because he was on the ship. So he saved a bunch of money, and he wanted to buy his first home. So we structured him with a 3% down conventional loan. He had his 3% down. He had his 3% in closing costs that he needed. He had excellent credit. He has a job after the Navy. Perfect, great, unbelievable file. He went out in the world. He started looking for properties. He couldn't find one that he wanted. Then his mom says, well, I've got some rental property. Why don't you just buy one of my rental properties? So I had a conversation with hers. You know, you're in the unique position because you're selling it to your son. You can give him your equity. What do you think the property is worth? She said, $150,000, $170,000. I said, how much do you really want out of it? She said, 85. So we put Cody into his mother's home that was a rental property. They did have to do an inspection because a renter was in there and they didn't know the status of it. I let him keep all of his money that he had saved. He put no money down, no money out of pocket. We did the appraisal, no mortgage insurance, got him the best rate in the city. Got about 1 minute. So same thing,
you know,
first time home buyer.
Every time you tell me a story about this, and you can use some of the equity, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes these homes are older. That's how you get a lot of equity in them. It may need a new roof. You may find that the program you're going to put it in and the inspection goes out there and says it needs a new roof. Some of the equity that's already there can be used for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And the son who's getting the house or the grandson that's getting a house doesn't have the money for a new roof. Well, the equity can put a new roof on the home. This is so fantastic. Great information. We're going to come back and talk about it even more when we get back. So Stay with us, everyone. Call Christine.
10 seconds.
Call into the show and ask her any questions at 904-222-8255. And we will be right back, everyone. Stay with us.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. We are here for the fourth and final segment of the week and of the day. We are here with the representative, the manager here in the Jacksonville office of Success Mortgage Partners, Christine Kennedy. And we haven't talked much about how to get in touch with Christine. It's ChristineKennedy.com, and Christine is with a K. And her phone number, you can call her after the show or anytime during the week, is 904-514-6969. I'm going to repeat that for everyone. Christine Kennedy, Christine with a K, ChristineKennedy.com, 904-514-6969. 6969. Now call into the show with questions because this is a very unique process. And by the way, you can call her, of course, with any of your regular mortgage purchases. But you can call into the show right now, 904-222-8255. And the process that we were talking about is a gift of equity, which allows a relative to purchase a home from a relative using the equity that is in the home. And this is just an absolute fantastic process, which allows usually someone that is young, but not necessarily, perhaps someone that's been living in an apartment that wants to get their first home, to use the equity of their relative's, home to buy that home for themselves. Now, Christine, we were talking about that there needs to be a contract. It goes through the regular underwriting process for the mortgage. they do get a regular mortgage, they're going to get a great rate and great service from you. What else is special about this that needs to occur?
So there's certain, when we're going to do a gift of equity, when the relative is, the example we've used earlier was if a family member has a home worth $200,000, they only want to sell it for $100,000. We have $100,000 in gift, quote, of equity that they're going to give. Well, that has to be everywhere. So when you contact your real estate agent and you're telling them you want to, you know, sell the home to your relative and, you know, give them the $100,000. You can't just say it verbally. It has to be written everywhere. It has to be, quote, documented. So the first thing is that you have to write it on the contract. And there has to be language, and there's specific language that the realtor would do for you. But it would say the seller is to give the buyer the gift of equity and then the specific amount. So, for example, on the Ray story that we used earlier, we had about $32,000. On the Kobe story, we had about $21,000. Those numbers have to be written into the contract. Then the mortgage company has a gift letter that's going to have to be filled out between grandma and, you know, the relative. So in the case of, you know, Ray, grandma is going to have to fill out the gift letter saying that, you know, she's going to give the $32,000 to Ray. And then finally, when we go to closing, it has to be documented on the closing disclosure. So the seller will be minus the gift and the buyer will be added the gift. And that gift that the buyer is adding will give them the money for their down payment and their closing cost. So that's how the buyer can buy with $0. And that's how the seller can sell and give the equity because it's on the contract, it's on a gift letter, and it's on the closing disclosure. So it's fully documented.
So there's there is paperwork to do.
100%.
You know, okay.
Always.
So you need to do it the right way. You know, some people have talked about, I've heard people say, you know what? I'm just going to do, I got a mortgage on the house. I'm just going to do a quit claim deed to my grandson and he can just continue to pay the mortgage. And when I die, it's still going to be his because I've done a quit claim deed and he can just pay the mortgage. What's wrong with doing that? Why do I need to bother with all of this stuff that you're talking about, Christine?
Because it does not give you clear title. There's not a clear...
There's the answer.
And you want to have clear title for yourself, for your heirs, for your legacy. You don't want a clouded title. So you want to do it the right way and get all of the ownership, all of the debt, everything associated with the property. You want it all transferred from the grandma to the granddaughter, whatever example. You don't. The last thing you do not want to do is just make their mortgage payment.
Yeah, because if the grandma dies, then that property will have to go through equity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go through
probate.
Not equity, go through probate.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the son or daughter, whoever is getting the house, whoever you're giving the house to in the quick claim deed for some reason doesn't pay the mortgage, guess what? The bank's going to take it back. And that quick claim deed is going to mean absolutely nothing.
Right. It doesn't protect you against foreclosure if it's not paid. No.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do it the right way. Also, mortgages are not, you can't just have somebody pay the mortgage. I mean, if the mortgage company finds out, if they want to, they can say, hey, that person's not alive anymore. That person's, you just can't do that. I mean, anybody can pay a mortgage, but if the person's not around anymore, they can call the mortgage. Now, are they really going to do that if the mortgage is being paid? Probably not. But you want to do it the right way so that if any other, let's say, for example, now this is a wild one, do a quit claim deed, but what if there are other heirs and the other heirs come along and say, wait a minute, I'm part of the estate. What if there's another child and that other child claims it, and it doesn't go through the regular process of a sale. So there are all sorts of things that need to be checked out and go through a proper process of getting title insurance for the new owner. And when it goes through you and goes through a regular sale, and the process that you are talking about is a proper sale with a title search, with title insurance, with a realtor, with a real contract, with a new mortgage, meaning that the old mortgage is actually paid off, correct?
100%. So on the one of the examples I gave for Kobe, where he bought it from his mother, it's Kobe's home. It's Kobe's home, it's Kobe's title, it's Kobe's deed, it's his mortgage, it's his insurance. Everything is 100% in his name. It's out of the mom's name. And what's wonderful about all of this is estate planning for the you know, later. Because as a mom, what do we want to do? Make our children's lives better than ours, right? We want to give them, you know, all of the benefits of life. So we do want to give them our equity and, you know, give them our assets and all of those things that we're going to do when we pass away. Why not go ahead and do it now? And the reference of Ray and Ray, you know, grandma's still alive, right? So he's grandma's still alive. So yeah, they're just grandma, you know, getting rid of everything now that is going to eventually have to be done anyway. So they're taking care of it now.
Yeah, and this is not a situation where necessarily grandma has to move out of the house, because grandma can still live in the house and be taken care of by this grandchild. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time that this is done, it's done when grandma's getting old and she can't necessarily take care of it themselves. Mm-hmm. So the grandchild or the niece or the child is actually moving in with the grandma and taking care of her. Or him, whatever.
It's just where we are, unfortunately, in life. You know, our parents and our grandparents are getting older. You know, both of us have lost our fathers. You know, it's a time in life where we have to start thinking about what's going to happen to the properties when, you know, they're no longer here. It's a real thing for everybody in the nation, and they have property, they have equity. And they want to make sure that their children and their grandchildren and their nieces and their nephews are going to benefit. It's a real thing. And everybody should use this if that's what they're wanting to tap into the equity. I had an attorney call me this week and he said, you know, I really need your help, Christine. The grandma had passed and the home is currently owned by husband and wife and then the brother, right? So that they did the estate and then... Now the nephew wants to buy the home, and he can. So the market value is $240. Loan amount's going to be $160. There's $88,000 in gift. We get to give.
So, well, you have been such a great, valuable source of information for all of our listeners for the many times that you've been on the show. And today you've enlightened us on something else. Thank you so much for being on the show. And again, it's ChristineKennedy.com. It's 514-6969. You can call her after the show. The Van Wees are on top to tell you about what's happened.
Hey, Howard, there's a thumb up.
Financial sector.
There's thumbs up.
There's a thumb up. Oh, there's a thumb up.
Two of them.
Up.
Three of them, actually.
Three thumbs up. Lots of people to tell you what's going on. Christine, thanks a lot for being on the show. We'll be back next week in the studio. God bless everyone. Have a great week. And by the way, move your clocks forward. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.